Lesson 35, Building the Kingdom of God. This lesson should motivate us to do our part in building the kingdom of God. Introduction. Elder Gordon B. Hinckley once told about a brilliant young naval officer from Asia who had come to the United States for advanced training. While training with the United States Navy, this young man had met some members of the church. At his request, they taught him about the gospel. The Spirit touched his heart and he was baptized. Elder Hinckley said, "He was introduced to me just before he was to return to his native land. We spoke of these things, and then I said, 'Your people are not Christians. You come from a land where Christians have had a difficult time. What will happen when you return home a Christian, and more particularly a Mormon Christian?' His face clouded, and he replied, 'My family will be disappointed. I suppose they will cast me out. They will regard me as dead. As for my future and my career, I assume that all opportunity will be foreclosed against me.' I asked, 'Are you willing to pay so great a price for the gospel?' His dark eyes, moistened by tears, shone from his handsome brown face, and he answered, 'It's true, isn't it?' Ashamed at having asked the question, I responded, 'Yes, it's true.' To which he replied, 'Then what else matters?'" The True Strength of the Church, Ensign, July 1973, page 48. Why did this young man give up family and career for the kingdom of God? Because he knew the gospel is of greater value than anything else. Our responsibility to build the kingdom. Place a poster with the following quote in front of the class or write the words on the chalkboard. Brigham Young once said, "The kingdom of God is all that is of real worth. All else is not worth possessing, either here or hereafter." Discourses of Brigham Young, page 444. What is the kingdom of God? President Joseph F. Smith said, "The kingdom of God is the organization of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, over which the Son of God presides and not man." Gospel Doctrine, page 72. Ever since the Lord's kingdom was restored to earth, every member has had a responsibility to see that it continues to grow. Each of us is under obligation to do all we can to bring people a knowledge of the gospel and to strengthen those who are already members. Our work is the work of God, which is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Moses chapter 1, verse 39. As we help build the kingdom of God, we are not only preparing the world for the second coming of the Savior, but we are also helping our brothers and sisters gain eternal life. Nothing is more important than this work. In building the kingdom of God, we must remember that the family is the basic unit of that kingdom. The very purpose of the kingdom of God, in fact, is to exalt families in the kingdom of heaven. Abraham chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. We must always make sure, therefore, not to neglect our families as we serve in the church and build up God's kingdom on earth. The Lord's counsel is clear. Every man who is obliged to provide for his own family, let him provide, and he shall in no wise lose his crown, and let him labor in the church. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 28. The Law of Consecration. When we were baptized, we made certain promises to the Lord. For one thing, we promised to serve him and keep his commandments. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 10. When we receive our endowments in the temple of the Lord, we also make sacred promises. One of these promises is that we will live the law of consecration. Under the law of consecration, we give our time, our talents, and our possessions for the building up of the Lord's kingdom as they are needed. The Lord has called this law a celestial law and indicates that it is very important to his work on earth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 105, verses 1 through 5. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 22. Why must we understand the law of consecration and be willing to live it? Concerning this law, the prophet Joseph Smith said, "A religion that does not require the sacrifice of all things never has power sufficient to produce the faith necessary to lead to life and salvation." Lectures on Faith, chapter 6, verse 7. As the prophet explains, we must develop the kind of faith that will lead us to eternal life. Such faith comes as we put the things of God's kingdom first in our lives. Doing so shows the Lord that he and his kingdom are more important to us than the things of the world. It also helps us develop love for others as well as spiritual strength. For this reason, the Lord has commanded us to serve him with all our heart, might, mind, and strength. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, Verse 2. Living the Law of Consecration Today. Although the law of consecration requires us to be willing to give all we have to the Lord for the building up of His kingdom, we are not always called upon to live the whole law of consecration. Bruce R. McConkie, Obedience, Consecration, and Sacrifice, Ensign, May 1975, page 50. This is the situation in the church today. Although we do not live the law of consecration fully at this time, how can we show our willingness to live it? Among the things we can do today to live the law of consecration are the following. We can be missionaries to our neighbors, friends, relatives, and others. We can do family history research and temple work. We can faithfully serve in our church callings. We can pay an honest tithing and contribute other offerings the Lord has asked of us. We can pray for guidance to know what the Lord expects of us. We can care for our family and assist others in need. Joseph Smith said, "For a man to consecrate his property to the Lord is nothing more nor less than to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the widow and fatherless, the sick and afflicted, and do all he can to administer to their relief in their afflictions, and for him and his house to serve the Lord." Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 127. It is a privilege to consecrate our time and talents for the building up of the Lord's kingdom. It is not man who asks us to be willing to give everything to the kingdom of God. It is Christ's voice which invites us to consecrate of our time, our talents, and our means to carry on His work. It is His voice that calls for service and sacrifice. This is His work. He is guiding and directing the destiny of His kingdom. Bruce R. McConkie, Obedience, Consecration, and Sacrifice, Ensign, May 1975, page 52. Consecrating time, talents, and possessions. Time. How can we use our time to help build up the kingdom of God? Each of us has 24 hours in every day, but we each use them differently, and how we use them is very important. Some of us waste time. Others are too disorganized to do all we want to do for our families, the church, our jobs, and our community. President Spencer W. Kimball has said that if we organize our time wisely, there will be time for service in the church organizations and quorums, time for missionary work, time to be a quorum president, auxiliary leader, bishop, relief society president, or teacher. The Miracle of Forgiveness, page 253. Talents. How may we use our talents to build up the kingdom of God? Each of us has talents. The Lord has said so. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verse 11. Brigham Young said, "What is the best thing you have to devote to the kingdom of God? It is the talents God has given you. How many? Every one of them." Discourses of Brigham Young, page 445. The following story, told by Sister Joanne Otley, shows how we can serve the Lord with our talents. "The Lord gave my husband and me special talents for music. We have spent our entire lifetimes studying and developing these gifts. We have had to make many decisions regarding their use. When we were in Europe studying, we realized that we had an especially important and difficult decision to make. Both of us knew that if we remained in Europe, we would have many opportunities for success. We wanted above all, however, to do what the Lord wanted us to do. We desired to be obedient, but beyond that, we yearned to be used by the Lord in building His kingdom here on the earth. We repeatedly fasted and prayed for the direction of the Spirit to know the will of the Lord. Our answer came during a sacrament meeting at the close of a fasting period. We had both received the same instructions by the Spirit, that our work was at home. We were to return to the United States. There followed more months of study, preparation, testing. Then the Lord made it possible for us to return to Salt Lake City. I became a member of the Tabernacle Choir, and my husband joined at the music department of the University of Utah. A short time later, my husband was called by the First Presidency of the Church to be the conductor of the Tabernacle Choir. The Lord had indeed been preparing us for special service. Our time, talents, and possessions are really not ours at all, but the Lord's. The greatest joy we can reap on this earth is to use them in building up the kingdom of God." From the Latter-day Saint Woman, Part B, Lesson 10, Building the Kingdom of God. What attitude did Brother and Sister Audley have that made them want to use their talents to build the kingdom? They believed that their talents came from the Lord and are His. Have the class list several talents on the board. Discuss how each could be used to build the kingdom of God. Have the class think about their own talents and about how they can further the Lord's work by sharing their talents. Possessions. Even though the Lord has given us everything we possess, we sometimes find it difficult to give of our possessions to help His work. We are selfish by nature, and it takes a real love for our fellow men, our Father in heaven, and His Son, Jesus Christ, to be willing to use our possessions, including money, to do good. An account in the New Testament shows how difficult it sometimes is, but how important it is to be willing to give up earthly possessions. A young man approached Jesus one day and asked, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered that he should keep the commandments. He should not commit adultery, murder, steal, bear false witness, or defraud others. Jesus also told him to honor his father and his mother. The young man answered that he had always done these things. Jesus replied, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he was very rich. Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 22. Sometimes, like this rich young man, we are unwilling to give what we have to the Lord. At other times, we feel we would like to give more than we can. The Lord realizes our situations and deals with us accordingly. Of those who cannot give what they would like to give, King Benjamin said, "And again I say unto the poor, ye who have not and yet have sufficient, that ye remain from day to day. I mean, all you who deny the beggar because ye have not, I would that ye say in your hearts that, I give not because I have not, but if I had, I would give. And now, if ye say this in your hearts, ye remain guiltless." Mosiah chapter 4, verses 24 and 25. Whether it is money, time, or talents, we should be willing to give the Lord all we have. If at first we find it difficult to give, we need only make the effort. As we do so, we will find that we are developing faith in the Lord, love for others, and a desire to give all we have to help build the Lord's kingdom. Conclusion. We have a responsibility as members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to build the kingdom of God. We can do this by keeping our promise to serve the Lord with all our heart, might, mind, and strength. This means that we should be willing to give whatever time, talents, and possessions we are asked to give to build up the kingdom of God. As we do this, we develop faith and love and show the Lord that we put His kingdom first. Living this celestial law, consecrating all we have to build up the kingdom of God, is necessary if we are to inherit the celestial kingdom. Challenge. Spend time today thinking about your willingness to give what the Lord asks of you. Evaluate how well you are consecrating your time, talents, and money to the Lord's work. Additional scriptures. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Kingdom of God to roll forth. Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 20. Parable of a foolish rich man. Acts chapter 2, verses 44 and 45. Early Christians had all things in common. 1 Nephi chapter 13, verse 37. Help bring forth Zion. Jacob chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. 4 Nephi 1, verse 3. Nephites had all things in common. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 29 through 36. Give to the poor. Teacher preparation. Before teaching this lesson, 1. Make a poster of the Brigham Young quotation found on page 293 of this lesson manual, or print it on the chalkboard before class. 2. Read Gospel Principles, lesson 34, Developing Our Talents. 3. Review lesson 19 of this manual. 4. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of lesson 35, Building the Kingdom of God. This concludes Duties and Blessings of the Priesthood, Basic Manual for Priesthood Holders, Part B, Revised Edition. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Salt Lake City, Utah. Read by Paul Royal, Tom Lithgow, and Bernie Calderwood. August 1998.